don't know how it's going to go. But I like these wintergreen.
I know, they're so good.
Gosh, I eat like five of them at a time. See, like, look, and now I'll be kind of over it. You know what I mean?
They need chocolate flavored ones.
Yeah, well, I don't buy them.
If they had chocolate flavored ones, I would be down there fighting you for them. But yeah.
What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Hey, Rich, today we have Susan Falvo.
Yes.
And I feel like most everybody in East Dallas should know you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you born and raised in East Dallas?
I was not. I was not. My dad was in the Air Force, so I was born in Oklahoma City, and my older brother and younger sister were born in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Okay.
And we lived in four states, but my parents loved this part of the country, so we ended up settling here.
Where in Pennsylvania?
At Connellsville, Swickley, and Coriopolis. It's west of Pittsburgh, about 60 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you know where Seven Seas or so, there's a resort there, Seven Seas, Seven Lakes, something like that. That's
okay.
Everyone in Pennsylvania knows where that is.
It's a pretty area of the country.
It is a pretty area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been here long enough to consider yourself a native.
Long time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we're so excited because Susan, who has volunteered, oh my gosh, countless hours to East Dallas. Yeah. So it's only appropriate that you are going to be here to talk about your new company.
Right? Yeah. Because we're all about community, Camille.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we do. And so when we heard about this and what you were doing, we're like, yes, please.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, so yeah, tell us about Involved.
I will. A little background here. We were pretty much raised that we were to give back to the community, because that's, you know, was a big deal for our parents. And mother was always about education. My dad was, you did not walk by Salvation Army without giving them money or doing something for them. So we were raised that way. And a few years ago, they used to joke that I was on every board of every nonprofit there was in Dallas and especially in East Dallas. Not quite true, but then I went back and looked and it was pretty close to true. So, you know, we'll go with that. But I started getting contacts from companies and from corporations, and they were saying things like, would you consider working for us as our director of community involvement and solutions? And I'm going, they actually have jobs for what I've been doing forever, and
right?
I love.
Get paid for community effort.
Wait, okay, let me think about this. And then I had a good buddy of mine who asked, he has a very big development company. He said, would you help us set up something where our employees can go and volunteer for a day at White Rock Lake and do, you know, we'll have breakfast and lunch out there and so on. And so I'm looking at it. And so towards the end of last year, we put this together and sent it out. And what I thought was going to be something that small and medium-sized businesses would flock to,
right.
I'm finding that not so much. But what is of interest are the companies that are most interested in us are larger companies.
Really?
Yes. And that one caught me off guard. I really didn't expect that. But we've got right now three letters of agreement out to three very large companies and talking to four now, and then we've got some more calling in. So we literally got this started in, say, October, and we've got all these contracts out waiting for them to be signed. Of course, everybody, you know, it's the recession, so everybody's kind of taking their time signing. But then they'll be like, now we want to make sure that we can have you no later than the summer start, and, you know, things like that. But it's what, I mean, everybody says your entire life, do what you love, and you will love what you
do.
Well, I love this. Just love it. And you're doing something that is great for your employees, is great for your clients, is great for the community.
Right.
You know, and bottom line, what we found, and Kath has some facts and figures she'll go over, is the net for companies increases because of the loyalties that your employees have for the company, because you're doing the right thing and you're doing things for the community, and they love that.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense, right?
Right.
I mean, to invest and be a part, truly be a part of the community in which you serve or do business.
Right,
yes. Exactly.
Because those people that you consider employees, clients, vendors, partners, sponsors, whatever that is, they live there.
Right.
They live there.
Yeah.
So
many big companies are seeing this way. I mean,
right.
they've started doing that over the years, like giving back to the community, having a day of service for their employees.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, honestly, this makes total sense. They don't have to hire someone that's full-time employed. They can just contract you.
Right, right. And companies do have, a lot of companies have varying degrees of what they're doing, but pretty much everybody we're talking to is going you know, we really can't do this internally. We can't, and you don't want to hire a full-time person and pay them, you know, six figures to do something.
Right, right.
Where you can hire somebody for a few thousand a month and pay them, you know, consulting fee. Sure. You go in and you take that over. And then with our background, you know, marketing and PR for 35 years, well, I know how to get the articles to your PR department.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And to your corporate headquarters and do those kinds of things and get and talk to the companies that you're working with, your clients, and make sure they know what you're doing. And then, you know, do that, have internal publications, get that in your annual report.
Yes.
And turn around to the organizations you're working with, the nonprofits you're working with, and make sure that they have your company on their website.
Right.
So it works both ways.
Win-win.
So and it's what we're finding and have found, and just, you know, it's amazing, but it's great, is your talent acquisition is positively affected.
Yes.
Because people want to go to work for a company that's a good guy.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's really big. And your client relations, because
yep.
clients will, I mean, there's facts and figures we'll talk about in just a minute, that your clients are more likely to do business with a company that is into community involvement and social responsibility, sustainability, you know, all of the above, environmentally
oh, right.
sensitive, those kinds of things, more likely to do business with them, even if the prices are higher.
Yeah,
isn't that,
I can see that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I love, so on your website, their website, by the way, is N, the letter N, VOLVED.net. So it's nvolved.net.
Yeah, we right? thought that was catchy, yeah.
I like it. I love it. I actually like the way the letters, I'm a branding communication person, so I like the way that the letters go together.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just like a little thing for me. But it says partnerships matter, right? And then it says we help companies achieve their community involvement, social responsibility, and outreach goals through several venues, primarily employee volunteering, giving, sponsorships, and events.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is so simple.
Yeah.
But yet, a lot of companies, especially the smaller and mid-sized ones,
mm-hmm.
they overlook this, Camille.
Yeah.
They overlook it. And I don't know why, because if you take somebody like Toyota, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Toyota, most people don't realize they put $2 billion into the local Dallas communities before they even built the first brick over there. That's yeah. a lot of money, $2 billion.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to truly invest into the company mm-hmm. or into the community, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And now they can come in here and do business. Now, good luck trying to find a 4Runner. Because everybody's buying them up.
That's
I
right.
only know this because we're trying to buy Kane and my kiddo a 4Runner.
Oh yeah, they are hard to find and they're expensive.
They're
resale ones. Yeah,
they're unbelievable. I'm like, okay. You know, we may have to switch to trucks, bud, which he's fine with.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
But that is a perfect example. But there's a trickle effect, right? You can do that any scale, at any size.
Oh, yeah. 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 And we do scale it. You know, we look at it, you get, you know, a larger company is going to want more hours, going to want more. They're going to have more employees. So you're dealing with more people, smaller,
right.
you know, less employees. So, you know, we work with them to make a budget that's reasonable for everybody.
I mean, here in Dallas, there's a ton of small companies.
Oh, yeah. So many.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's truly so many organizations. I feel like that's probably a big battle, too, for a company. Like, they want to have their employees in the community, but, like, where? There's so many things to be involved in, right?
Well, so. And you don't have the time internally to pick those. So, like, North right. Texas Giving Day mm-hmm. has almost 3,000 nonprofits
yeah.
that participate in it. Who's going to have the time to go through there and pick the right ones for
yeah.
you? So, you know, we've got them broken into categories so
yeah.
that we can say, okay, you know, we meet with the employees. So we go to senior management and make sure the process is kind of, you go to senior management, make sure they're committed to it, because they have to be committed to it or it will fail.
Right.
So they make sure they're committed to it. Then we form what we call employee ambassadors. You can call them volunteer committee, call them whatever you want to. We get an employee from different departments or employees, you know, make sure that there's representation from various departments.
Okay.
And then you go in and you talk to them and find out, what are their likes? What do they want to benefit?
Yeah.
Do they want to do something for parks? Do they want to do something for aging? Do they want to do something for children? You know, what are their likes?
Mm.
And then you've got these categories that you work with from, you know, whatever the big, you know, Communities Foundation is a good example because of North Texas Giving Day.
Right.
Go meet with them and say, okay, these are their likes. Let's match them up to the right company or to the right nonprofit. And then you make sure that you go to that organization, find out what their needs are so that you're filling those right. needs. One really good example, I think, is there's one of the organizations we're talking to has offices in the major cities in Texas.
Okay.
So they want to do something throughout the state. Well, there's all kinds of things that you can do, and you can have a competition among your offices so that yeah. Make it fun yeah. for everybody. Have a competition among the offices and have some grand prize at the end, you know.
Yeah, gamify it.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So there's just so many ways to get to that in line, you know. So
I love this.
I know.
Yes. And it seems like, why haven't you or other people done this? I mean, maybe there are other companies out there, but it just seems so obvious.
Intuitive. Well, I liked when you said, we go in there and figure out what they want. We're not telling you to go volunteer over there at the prisoner, prison, right? I mean, yeah. because maybe that's not what you're interested in. Maybe that's not what the employees or the executive team is interested in, right? So you're going to go in there, you're going to look and say, hey, what are your interests? Like, where do you like to spend your time? I love that. I don't even know. Is there anyone else doing that sort of thing?
I know that there's a company that does on a really large scale, but they don't do like we do, where you work with the companies. They basically, you tell them what you want, and they hook you up with a nonprofit, but they don't do that. They don't sit down with the employees and go through the process. To my knowledge, there's not anybody that does it the way we do it anyway.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is so, because you really do have to know the community first. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to kind of study it, and it takes time, and then you have to know what the community's needs are, and then you got to pair up the right companies. Mm-hmm. Right. I totally get that.
I do too. It makes perfect sense, really.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah. And I mean,
I'm just mad I didn't come up
with it. What a better person to do it than Susan.
I know.
Done so much volunteering.
If I was as connected as she was, and I... volunteered as much as you do, I would have started the company.
But, I know. I know. You look at it, you're like, why didn't I do this 15 years ago?
Right.
Kath, you want to jump in with some of those facts and figures?
Well, she was talking earlier about companies getting involved in stuff. Companies, the large ones, have been trying to do community work for 20, 30 years, but they had to almost force their employees to do it.
Right.
You do it or we're going to shame you into it. But in the last few years, the new generation coming up has become so much more social conscious and community involvement that over 80% of them, in fact, almost 90% of them now say that they would prefer to be involved with a company that does community, something that's inspiring instead of just trading their time for a paycheck anymore. That doesn't mean as much to them as it did for the generation of our parents.
Right.
They said 70% of people will pay more for a product from a company that pays more. In fact, over 50% of global online purchasers said they'll pay more for a product from a company that is more community involved. And so it's spreading worldwide. It's not just here in the United States.
Right.
And they've shown bottom line that it can increase the company's profits like up to 6%. You know, over a 5 to 10 year period.
Which is a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that pays for your service.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, we're going to get back on some of the more interesting statistics that you have. First of all, now, what do you do with the organization other than?
I'm the back room.
We call her the business and business and administrative strategist. You like that?
It's a catchy title.
Family. We're family too, right?
We're family too. Yep. Correct.
So, sisters.
Yep.
Which is great. Which I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're gonna take a quick break, right? Because we got to pay the bills, and we are gonna come back with some more interesting statistics that you have to share with us.
Okay.
Super.
By the way, Camille, it's Scott Jackson who. The real estate agent, right?
Yeah.
Right here where we're recording right now. At the Compass offices was generous enough to allow us to come over here and record.
Record in this conference room.
And it's a great building, by the way.
This has always been a great building,
I really like it. So,
I love it.
So, thank you, Scott, for letting us camp out here for the next hour or so.
Yeah.
While we record this.
All right. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us, on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas. And we're back.
We're back with Susan and Kathy.
Susan and Kathy with Involved.
Involved, yeah.
Gosh, right. We were just talking when we weren't recording, and I'm like, I'm genuinely like interested in working with her in some capacity.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like, yeah, I want my face on the website type of deal.
Well, let's don't go that far.
No, I would. Like,
we'd love it.
And here's why. I think in today's world, and to your point of what we're about to talk about, some of the stats, I think people are more interested in doing business with businesses that are doing good in the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you think about, like, all of the things that's happening today, and everybody sort of, I don't know, kind of selfish.
Well, you are, but people are realizing you have to support companies, people around you in your community, yeah, right? And vice versa. Those mm-hmm. businesses need to support the people in the area. So people are recognizing that. And that's why, like, you know, here in East Dallas, we're a huge supporter of small businesses as well, right? Because they need community to thrive and to stay open.
Right.
So, I mean, it makes sense. And these big companies, they're huge. They have money. They're they're strong, but they're recognizing if everyone around them fails, they fail.
Yeah.
They need that sense of neighborhood. You support the small businesses in your community because they're your neighbors. Mm-hmm. These big companies now realize that they need to be considered neighbors.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. Not just siphoning, sucking from the resources.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's get into some stats real quick because I'm a data guy. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to this stuff. Well, I say that because I think stats tell a story, and I think if more people would follow the data, they probably make better decisions.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Well, it shows that about 82% of consumers these days consider corporate responsibility when they're deciding what products to buy.
82%.
82%.
Just let that roll around.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Amazing.
That's phenomenal.
Well, but it shows you a lot about our culture and where we're heading, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
People kind of mm-hmm. care about future generations, maybe?
Well, they should. I mean, you know, that's when we're all retired and sitting on our front porch, that's who's going to be running the country. So let's take care of them now.
Right.
I'm dying in my work boots.
Uh-oh.
I'm not retiring.
I think this whole table is going that way. Yeah. So we're working till the bitter end. You get it. Yeah.
Darn right.
It says almost 70% of all young people want to work for a socially responsible company.
Wow.
And they don't necessarily want to work for massive companies either. They like the ones that are 1,000 people or less. They're going they're going for those more because they're easier to get to know everybody. They get to feel more a part of the team as just a number.
Okay. You know,
they don't just have an employee number. They have a name.
See, I'm like one of those guys, Camille. I'm like, y'all work on Thursdays? Oh, well, that's not for me then. I'm going to go ahead and stay a contractor.
Kathy, that's so true. I mean, having two children that have gone out now into the workplace, and they, like my oldest, work for large company, I won't say who, and it was right after COVID, right? So he was
I partnered with that company.
Yeah, and so for an entire year never went to an office, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It alienates you and they don't like it. So they work for smaller, he's drawn more towards a little smaller company where they know you, they know who you are, they know their employees. So yeah, that's 100% true.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not a higher number. I feel like it will be.
Yeah,
it is. And it's spreading worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I said, it's not just the United States anymore. It's going worldwide.
Yeah.
And I think there's one on there that I find interesting. It's 80 something, maybe 85% of the younger or Gen Y. Is it Gen Y, Kath? That if social responsibility, if community involvement decreases,
it's 86%.
86. Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
They'll quit.
They'll quit.
They'll
if
quit.
It decreases look, yeah. with the company, and they'll go somewhere else to work.
Wait a minute. Say that one more time.
They will quit a company if they don't feel like that company is providing any kind of community involvement.
Unbelievable.
They don't want to stay.
That's
they
the
want
one
to go.
That
yeah.
just blows me away every time I look at it. I'm like, I know it's over 80%, 86%. She just said, that's phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think the younger generation is going to go, wait a minute, something's wrong here. And I think they're already doing it. I think that generation is now coming up, Roby's age.
Yeah, they are definitely getting better. They're more about experiences. Mm-hmm. They're more about
community. It being
community.
Into, yep.
Right.
Being a, yeah, so
they've,
I totally
they've
see
watched
that.
Their parents and the older generations work their entire life.
Yeah. Yes.
Taking 2 weeks off a year and then getting wiped out in the recession.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they've realized that there's more to life.
Mm-hmm. Or getting laid off when you're 55.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I've seen that over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it just, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all work on Thursdays? That's not for me. No, I'm just kidding. I like working. I just like doing what I want, you know?
Right.
Like
yeah,
you,
me
Camille.
Too,
yeah. I think both Camille and I have like 18 jobs.
At least.
But you work your own hours.
Yeah.
We do. And we both like what we do. Yeah. We get to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like if we had day jobs, we wouldn't be interviewing them.
Oh my gosh. 9 to 5, second office.
Y'all work Tuesdays too? Oh.
30 minutes for lunch? I gotta talk to people and meet people.
Yeah.
30 minutes. Okay. Anyway.
No, I can't eat in 30 minutes.
No. No. It takes me 30 minutes just to figure out what I want in my salad.
Not unless I'm driving, and then I can eat in 30 minutes.
Right.
If it's a burger, not fried chicken or something.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Oh.
All right, so give us some more stats. I love this.
Well, they have all kinds of figures that, like, the CEOs now are...
overpaid?
Yes, that's
possibly,
true,
yeah.
There's that.
Would you turn down one of those jobs?
Nope.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, but it's true. I mean, it's like, get it while you can.
Yeah.
But they're starting, even the companies are starting to put out their own internal data. Like 20 years ago, maybe 20 to 30% of the companies had their own internal data about what their employees wanted. And now they're up to 90% where they're actually paying attention to what their employees want.
Really?
Yeah, and they're realizing that this is very important for this new generation. And with all the older generation retiring, these are the people who are going to be with them for the next 30 or 40 years. They have to pay attention to them.
Mm. You know, that reminds me of the Costco. Did y'all hear about the Costco that went unionized up in the Northeast, I think?
No, huh?
So I think it was the Northeast or Northwest, somewhere, not in Texas. But the Costco unionized, and you know what Costco wrote? They wrote an email and that said, "We're sorry that we let it get to this point."
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Admitting
that
you didn't do your people right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when have you heard that happening?
Mm-mm. Not ever.
Right. Costco was like, you know, we apologize. It
the
was
first.
Such a crazy thing to read. And it was very genuine. And you just got the feeling that it's like, wow, like they really want to do good by people. And obviously they didn't do enough.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where we came up with the partnerships that matter. So I love that catchphrase. And that was actually our IT guy that came up with that. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Partnerships that matter.
Yeah. So the company, I mean, partnering with us, the company partnering with a nonprofit or an organization that does good. All of the above. I mean, everybody benefits, and it's just a win-win-win all the way around.
Wow.
Yeah. Love it.
I mean, seriously, unbelievable. What else you got for us?
There's a whole list of data, especially for companies that diversify more. They're 35% more to profit than other companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, than ones that don't. You wouldn't believe what kind of data is out there. I'll make you a list if you like.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Oh my gosh.
He's a data guy, so he wants that for sure. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's important that when you do go to these companies and you say, hey, look, and when you're talking to their whomever engagement community person, whatever that is, that you show them the proof and say, hey, you know, you can be a part of these data points. You can be a part of the stories.
You just reminded me of something. So typically... community involvement, social responsibility falls under operations,
right?
Human resources, or marketing, or those three together. Well, those three departments have always been known as lean teams. Yes. They are never have enough staff, and they have way too much to do.
Yep.
So they're trying to do the right thing, bring in community involvement and social responsibility, plus do all their regular jobs. They just simply can't do it. They have always been. I remember when I was in Nevada, I was head of the marketing for what is today Bank of America Nevada. Mm-hmm. It was me, the head of the department. I had one marketing research analyst, and I had part of an administrative person. That was it. That was the whole department.
Ugh.
So, you know, you've got departments like that, and that, it's the same thing today. You've got departments like that who are trying to do all these things. They can't possibly do it internally. But, you know, our company comes in and does this for them, and plus with the knowledge we have of PR and community involvement and social responsibility and, you know, publicity, all of the above, you know, customer relations, client relations, it really works out well for everybody, and the nonprofit benefits so much. And so then you get to see, you know, in a year or two, hey, we did this for, you know, the food bank, or you know,
right,
whatever you happen to do for, and the food bank is so appreciative. I mean, they share your information on their website. I mean, it's everybody. It's what you always hear: win, win, win. This is really win, win, win.
Well, and it goes beyond. It goes beyond a return on quote investment,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
This is direct impact. This is community impact, and that's a real number.
Yeah.
You know?
So you mentioned before you were working with a company, and they were all over the state of Texas. So, right, you obviously can work with these companies all over Texas, whether the company hiring you or the nonprofits. Are you branched out or plan to branch out beyond Texas?
That has been brought up to us, and again, I was surprised by that, but certainly. I mean, we're happy to work with them. A couple of the companies we're talking to are nationwide.
Okay.
So we would work with their corporate offices, and we would work with the offices in individual states as well. So, yes. Yeah.
That's okay.
Any place
great.
Any place cool, like Maui?
We could do that.
Just wondering.
My arm could be twisted to do that.
I was going
to
say so, because I'll help you in that.
I mean, do you need any anybody to go with you?
I think I could get volunteers right away for that, right?
I got dibs.
Yeah, I know.
After me.
Rich is in. Yep.
We got to record a podcast, so it's us together.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
That's,
I love it.
I think, too, if you guys had something internal that talked about this, like a podcast or some sort of internal sort of brochure type thing, newsletter, monthly thing that talked about that, I think that would be really cool, by the way.
Love to do that. Love to do that. I've got a couple of things I'm leaving for you. I've got flash drives with all of our stuff on it. So
really?
When you need some help getting sleep at night. No, I'm kidding.
No. The problem is I won't. That won't put me
to sleep.
I know,
right? Me either.
I'm like, kidding me?
Yeah.
No, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
thank you.
We love that you're right here in East Dallas.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, East Dallas people, you know, making a difference.
Right. And we love that you guys are here doing this podcast.
Oh,
this is so fabulous.
You.
It's just fabulous. It's been a long time coming, and absolutely everybody that I talk to about this is so positive about what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kudos to you guys.
Thanks
for sure.
So much.
We love it. Well, and when we highlight people like you, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, love it.
We have more coming in really soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more interesting stats? Do you have one more?
One more to leave us with?
She's out.
I'm out.
But if you think about it from a company's point of view, it costs them to train somebody.
Yeah.
So if it for a small, relatively small amount to invest – and what makes their employees happy, then they save on that cost by not having the turnover they're looking at.
Right.
So they get the long-term employees that are happy, their community, because it does cost a company to bring in people and train them all the time, and the loss of production, the cost of this, the cost of that. So if they can bring them in and keep them for 30 years until they retire, that's beneficial to them, and on top of the increase in their profits that they'll make just from everybody knowing that they care.
Wow.
They actually care about the community.
Mm-hmm. They're playing the long game.
This is what I said before. This is huge for talent acquisition, but not only for talent acquisition, for employee relations and employee retention. And wow. that's so important to companies. You will, I mean, it's just, it's a cost that you don't necessarily have to have right. if you do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do the right thing, people.
There we
that's
go.
That's right.
I love call it. Susan.
Yeah. Call Susan. Call Susan. Go to her website.
The there website we- is N, that's N as in Nancy.
Yes.
V-O-L, V as in Victor, or volunteer.
Yeah.
O-L-V as in Victor, ED.net. That's involved.net. Okay. We'll have that in our,
yeah.
at the rest of the description area on the podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love it.
So, Susan, thank you. Kathy, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, ladies.
This
thanks.
Is amazing. I just love
congrats
it.
Congrats, so, too.
We're going to do lunch.
Yay.
I'm going to have my face on the website.
There we go. We can do
I
that.
Think just being a partner of theirs is just like such a cool,
yeah.
you know, it'd I be love, amazing. Yeah. So,
she'll be able to send us guests for the podcast, too.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She already
oh,
yeah. can now.
We
are you
love talking
me?
About people, businesses doing good in the community. Obviously, that's what we talk about.
That's
we
right.
We should hire her as our community engagement manager. We get so busy.
We can't afford her.
Ah. Yeah, you're probably right. Don't tell
we don't
everybody
make any
that.
Money at this.
Don't tell everybody that.
We're doing this for the community.
That's right. That's right.
For the kids. For the kids.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got, Camille, for this week. Thank you so much again. Go to the website. Thanks, check man. Them out. And then we will see you guys next week or talk to you. Hear you. You'll hear us.
You'll hear us soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Camille. What in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.